Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to take a look at a passage of Scripture from 2 Timothy, but before we do that, I wanted you to think about something. You know, there have been numerous boats over the span of history when passengers of a sinking vessel were ordered by the captain to abandon ship. They were taking on water, and if they didn't quickly exit the vessel, they'd be heading down to the bottom of the ocean with it. The word abandon means to completely forsake something or to desert and leave it behind. Christians are called to abandon the sinking ship of sin. 2 Timothy 2:19 says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." If somebody truly wants to enter into eternal life, this is not optional, it's mandatory. We are called by God to undergo a transformation and conversion from the way that we used to live to the way of Christ. We have grace that is granted to us by God in times of need, but He gives it to us for a specific purpose. It is so that we can undergo a spiritual change, turning away from the sinful way that we used to live. Each of us have been born into this world and the sinfulness that completely surrounds us. Each of us has a carnal nature inside of us that we must overcome through the power of the Holy Spirit. When you depart, it means to leave something behind. It also means to deviate from an accepted, prescribed, or traditional course of action. The traditional course of the world is to live in sin. We are called to come out and turn away from iniquity, turning from living the life of a sinner and becoming a saint. This is obtainable by the power of God's grace and complete submission to His will and purpose. Turning from sin means to change your direction. And I've always liked the old saying that God allows us to do U-turns. The word turn can mean to change or to transform. Another definition says to move something so that it's facing in the complete opposite direction or a different position. And the Apostle Paul preached during his lifetime that people should turn from sinfulness and do works meet for repentance. Acts 26 verse 20 says, "But showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance." This is what our Lord Jesus taught, Matthew 3:8, "Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance." Acts 3:26 says, Unto you first, God, having raised up His Son Jesus, sent Him to bless you, and turning away every one of you from his iniquities." Most of us, as loving parents, have had to point your own child in a different direction, depending on their behavior. Perhaps they were getting into a fight with one of their siblings, so you led them up to the garden and asked them to help you pick vegetables. As we talked about the other day, it's a matter of refocusing your mind on something good. It's about redirection of the heart. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us deal with the desires of the carnal nature. Christianity is about overcoming these desires. Acts 14:15, and saying, Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you and preach unto you that you should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein. Like a dad to the church, the Apostle Paul was trying to point people in the right direction in their lives. He was pointing them to Christ. Paul wanted them to abandon the ship of sin and begin doing good things. Repentance has to do with a change in somebody's direction and focus in their life. It requires turning to Christ and getting off of the wide road that leads to destruction, just like getting off a sinking ship. We need to completely abandon that wide road and exit onto the cloverleaf, going in the complete opposite direction. Romans 11:26 says, "And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob." 1 Thessalonians 1:9 says, "For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God." To serve God perfectly, we must abandon the sinking ship of sin if we eventually want to be rescued and saved eternally. 1 Peter 2:25 says, "For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." Years ago, many people were searching for a new life and hoping to find it in a land known as America, and they left Europe and got onto a boat and never looked back, leaving homes and even relatives behind. They had a one-way ticket with no intention or desire to turn back from what they had left behind. And this is very much like the Christian life. All of us have lived and walked in the ways of this world. We have been caught up in lust, lasciviousness, and excess of wine. But when we become a Christian, we are supposed to turn away from that lifestyle. Departing from iniquity is to undergo a transformation. Transformation is a process of changing completely. It's to change into someone or something completely different. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be it transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This is why we must depart and completely abandon the ship of sin. Sin's eventually going to lead to death, just like a sinking ship heads to the bottom of the ocean. We must go through a change in order to inherit eternal life. And it begins by having a change inside of our minds. We have to change the way that we think. If you are incapable of changing your mind, you really can't change anything in your life at all. Going through changes are a process of repentance. It's turning from a sinner into a saint. Conversion is the process of changing or causing to change from one form into another. It's about changing your beliefs or your actions and attempting to persuade others to do the same. Matthew 18, verse 3 says, "And said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." We must change. We must change the way that we think and change the things that we do. We must convert from sinful living to holiness. And we're called to be saints. Look at 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2. We are called to depart from evil, Job 28:28, Psalms 34:14, 37:27, Proverbs 3:7. Those who reject that process of change and choose to continue living in sin will be rejected by Christ. Matthew 7:22-23 says, "Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Ephesians 5, beginning of verse 8 says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord." Titus 2, verse 11. "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." We are called to become obedient children, no longer living the way that we used to in our past. 1 Peter 1:13. The Lord Jesus sees everything because he can look right inside of our hearts. There's nothing that is hidden from his sight. He knows those who are his true sheep because they listen to his instructions and they follow him. John 10, verse 27 and John 10, verse 14. Departing iniquity is about leaving sin behind. It's about not having an intention to return to it, but rather becoming something new. And the Christian life is having a motivated heart to change and amend our ways. When a child attempts to ride a bike, they might fall down and get hurt. But in the church, God gives us the grace that we need so that we can get back up on our bicycle of faith. This is so we can try it again, eventually getting to the point that we can ride the bike perfectly and never fall down anymore. When a butterfly learns to fly, you know, it breaks out of its cocoon. It doesn't return back to it. Young birds leave their nest and in most cases will never return to it again. We're not supposed to return to a sinking vessel because the ship of sin is heading to one final destination, Davy Jones' locker. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups, and you can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose that you could find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.